Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is one of our returning guests. He is the CEO, Dennis Calvert, of BioLargo. They trade on the OTC QX, I believe. The ticker symbol is BLGO. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. So good to be here.
You know, BioLargo makes life better by delivering sustainable technology-based products that help solve some of the most widespread problems threatening the world's supply of water, food, agriculture, health, and energy. And I think you guys are doing a bang-up job. Tell us a little bit about some of the products you guys have in the pipeline and how you guys are going to bring that to commercialization.
Sure, Everett. Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, we're a science company. We've been inventing for about a decade. And as we always say, when we're going to do something, we really target high, right? We aim high. So all the products that we've developed based on our technology that we own are all essentially number one technical performers. And the concept is if it's not going to be number one, we're not sure we want to do it. And so that's an interesting proposition. So we start with this idea that it's a one-of-a-kind product. It's patented. It's proven. It works. And then we have to narrow the focus to go into these very, very large commercial markets. So we got a couple of really great things going on. Right now, the commercial product that's actually finding traction is our industrial odor control product we call Cupridyne. That's C-U-P-R-I-D-Y-N-E, Cupridyne. It has a website, cupridyne.com. The Cupridyne Clean product is this industrial odor product that was developed after years of work in consumer products. We won 4 Product of the Year awards. We were picked up by a couple of big national accounts, and we were recruited really into the industry through relationships with very, very large waste handling companies. In fact, it's some of the largest in the world. And what we learned, of course, is that if you've got a low-cost, affordable, safe, gentle solution that can oxidize or break down volatile organic compounds like ammonias and sulfurs and hydrogen sulfide and mercaptans, you know, all these byproducts of waste decomposition, if you can deliver that product in a simple, safe way, the market just loves it, and that's exactly what we've experienced. So we are really excited about that. We've added a couple of distributors. We're getting them trained up. We've got a few agents. We're actually building an agent network. We're ramping up our infrastructure, so we just took on a new office, and we've expanded our manufacturing capability, which we're very excited about. So construction is going on as we speak. And, you know, the way we're going to market with that one is really interesting. We basically offer a free trial for corporate accounts because we know once they try it, they're going to love it, and an unconditional guarantee of satisfaction. And we've not given one refund, okay? And so the combination of sales, marketing, program, guarantee, great product, gentle, safe, effective, that's a winning combination for BioLargo. So we think that's going to be our first sort of significant commercial cash generator for BioLargo. That's one.
Now, how about your commercial plan for your AOS filter system?
Well, that's number two, exactly. So the industrial odor is great because it's really straightforward. It's kind of high tech science that got us there and low tech delivery, and that makes for a good combination, right? In the water, as you know, we've been developing this technology for years, and we just did our technical symposium about 30 days ago up in Alberta, where we've got a research center on campus at the University of Alberta and a whole team of just incredibly talented people working with our inventor, Ken Code, and that AOS water technology. We call it the lowest cost, highest impact clean water technology known to the world, which is this very bold statement that basically says we are the best clean water technology at the affordable price and has a chance to really sort of, from a technical leap forward perspective, it has a chance to change the way you treat water. That's how dramatic it is. So, so in that one, it's really interesting. We chose an academic route. What we decided was that the vision and what it could do was so significant that we need to invest in establishing the platform of proof of claim, intellectual and data-driven analytics that support the claims that we're making that are very bold, and then kind of reach this critical mass of both science and data and people and acceptance that would give us a chance to really go out in, at the higher level in a, an incredibly large $350 billion market. So what do you do, right? Well, you start with academics, start with physicians, start with data. Then you've got to pick your spot, okay? Now, one of the things that I think is a hallmark for BioLargo is that we've been diligent about investing wisely, okay? That's a funny word hearing from a CEO of a right? But I mean, really, think about it. What we do really is we have limited capital. There's never enough, really, right? We have limited capital, unlimited wants. We have this big, huge vision about what we want to do. And so what we have to do is manage the balance of how much capital, how much resources can we dedicate to a task. And as I always preach internally and externally is that we have to pick winners, okay? And where we take risk, it has to be a calculated risk that we can absorb, you know, this edge of getting through that proof of claim, knowing that we preserve the integrity of the company by taking what I call calculated risk. Okay, so in the water business, I think it's particularly important, you know, because when you come to the market and you say, I've got a chance to disrupt a $350 billion market, the first question is, oh my goodness, are these people, do they have their feet planted on the earth, okay?
Yeah, it's a bold statement. I agree.
Right. So I agree too, right? And so the answer is really very simple. Oh, yeah. What we know is the technology is that big, and now we have to put a little dose of reality about where you start and how you get a win. And a little win becomes a bigger win and a bigger win, and you have to build the blocks as you go. So how do you do that? Well, you start where you're going to win. And I'll give you an example. About 4 or 5 years ago, I watched, a whole slew of companies come out with advanced water treatment technology for the oil and gas industry. And in fact, 4 or 5 years ago, I was getting a lot of criticism. People would say, well, this is the hot market. You have to go for it, right? And I kept saying, well, you know, the capital requirement to be in that game was so significant and the market not steady, right? The economics, the regulatory mandates, all these things that make it, quote, the solid market where the risk is sort of de-risked or less risk, right, had not occurred yet. And of course, 5 years later, with the collapse of the oil prices on a global scale, you know, 90% of those companies have gone bankrupt.
Absolutely.
So, right? Okay, so what's the difference here? Okay, here's the difference. We look at that and we say, look, we know we've got the technology that's a game changer for the oil and gas industry, but you gotta make sure you got a client, and you gotta make sure you got an economic proposition. And I've even heard venture capital people, they say all the time, if we don't invest in companies where the future is dictated by a regulatory mandate. In other words, it's bricks and mortar, it's ABC, it's simple, it's straightforward. I'm going to put money to work, and I know when I'm done on the other end, I have reasonable assurance, confidence, that we're going to see a return on that investment that's going to come back in the form of customers and revenue and margin and the tools necessary to advance your business. That discipline, right, is the hallmark of our company. So, in the water treatment industry, we picked a couple of targets that I'd call very unusual. One is in the poultry processing, and the other is in well water treatment for livestock production. And you say, well, you know, are those big markets? Well, yeah, they're big markets. They're not $100 billion markets, but they're markets where the technology has a chance to shine, get some customers, get a win, advance the design, show the scale up, recruit the consensus of support. And in those two markets, one of the reasons we've decided to focus our early stage efforts on those two markets at this moment is because we've got all the tools to execute. We've got grants, we've got collaborators, we've got customers, we've got scientists, engineers, the talent. We know the market. It's simple. It's of a sufficient scale, right, that can be supported with the current design. I don't have to go out and make the design 10 times bigger to try and tackle this incredible task, okay? And that discipline, I think, is a wise long-term strategy, okay? Now, here's the beauty. When you do it that way, then all the big opportunities come even faster. Because what you've really done is you've said, look, I've got this great piece of technology that can become a product. I'm better, faster, cheaper, less costly. I've got a chance to disrupt the status quo in the way you treat water. We are the lowest cost, lowest energy provider in the water treatment industry. And so should it be in the oil and gas industry? Should it be in the maritime? Should it be in the produced water business for heavy industry? Should it, right? The answer, of course, is yes. Of course it should. The question is not should it be there. It's how do you get from here to there with a reasonable capitalization and what I'd call calculated risk. And I think the answer really is to find the spot where the need is so apparent and the value so significant, whether it's public funding or industry funding, it has the chance to get through that dynamic of adoption, that valley of death, right? It's the catapult over the valley of death to get through this adoption cycle with a calculated financial position where your customers, your public funding agencies really want to see this technical advance occur, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. That's what we're
doing.
BioLargo
is the company that we're highlighting today. Their CEO is Dennis Calvert. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. You know, the maritime industry, how does that fit BioLargo's game plan?
This is such a great story. You know, this is so funny too. Again, about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, I published a little article. We published, right? My team, actually. And I got to put my name on it. Right? That's the way it works. We put out a little public relations sort of piece about what could be. And now think about that. What could be? Not what was, what could be. And what we did is we looked forward and we looked at that market because the maritime industry is under a regulatory mandate. It's been in the process of adoption for about a decade, and it just got pushed through for ratification. And basically, the world market is requiring that these operators who run these very large shipping vessels, you know, we're talking about freighters, right, big ones, that when they come in and out of port, they discharge what's called a ballast water. Ballast water is this equalizer, this equilibrium to help the ship keep from listing, right? It's this balance tool that creates this stability in the way the ship sits in the water. And they're very large tanks of water. So they pull the water in from the ocean, they fill up the ballast water, and then they move the ship across the ocean, and then they come into another port, and they have to discharge that water as they discharge or unload the cargo, okay? Well, the problem is it brings all the animals and what they call invasive species, including bacteria, from one port into another. And that's an unacceptable situation, see? And so the world market has just cranked down on that. And so now this law is passed. It got about a year before it goes into effect. And what will happen at that time is everybody's being forced in that industry to retrofit their equipment to comply with the challenge to clean up that water, okay? And the problem with the law, and the reason it's got somebody, you know, is two things. One is it's very capital intensive. The second is that a year from now, those who don't comply, it even has criminal sanctions. I mean, this is some really, really serious pressure that's coming to an incredibly large industry. Last estimate tagged this situation at about a $38 to $50 billion price tag for the industry to reach compliance.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. Now, so there's like 40 or 50 certified companies. There's probably 70 that are scrambling to get in this market. And a lot of them are really big companies, okay? So here's the situation. Again, this is one of those pick your market carefully, right? So BioLargo comes in and says, you know, we think we've got a really significant value proposition for that industry, and here's why. You ready? When you look at a ship and how it works, those ships are engineered and designed to maximize payload. You know, they're really big. They're like 18-wheeler trucks on the water, right? They're massive transporters of goods and
materials. Absolutely.
Okay. So their economics is all about maximum payload and energy, right? How much energy is required to transport from here to there? How can they maximize payload and get a return on their operating expense to transport from one place to another? They're on tight schedules. They got to move quick. They have maximized their engineering. They've maximized their power. Okay, so imagine if you're a ship owner, and you got a fleet of, let's call it 20 ships, right? And then all of a sudden a rule changes that where your ships are 10 or 15 years old, they're probably financed, right? The bank owns them. You got a mortgage, right? I mean, these are just massive amounts of money. Got a mortgage. you got this operating expense. You're running on, you know, probably some not fat margins, but big dollars, right? Okay. And all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, by the way, your retrofit per ship is going to be about $2.5 million each. Now, what you've done is you've said to this owner, you sure you want to be in the shipping business?
Right.
Because it's going to eat up all, right? And so who's going to pay for that? Who's going to lump on that expense onto this 15 or 20-year-old ship? I mean, it's a big deal, okay? So what we've done is we've developed a platform that, as we say, is a leap forward technology that allows you to treat water. And the number one value proposition we offer is low energy. We are the lowest energy consumer to drive an incredibly potent disinfection reaction that allows you to process this water in an incredibly low-cost, low-energy efficiency way. And here's the concept. If you're equal in performance but the low-cost provider, you win the bid. In our case, we're actually 100 times the efficiency performance, that is in terms of its disinfection capacity, its potency in taking these contaminants out of the water, and we do it at less than 1/20th the energy of every competitor out in the market. Okay, so now here's our challenge, right? That market's moving super fast. I mean, it is a race because everybody's got to reach compliance. There'll be some phase in, and it's technical, and it's big business, and it's engineering. So our challenge, right, is to now come to that market with a disruptor and pick the spot to win, pick the partners very carefully, and we get excited about it because we know from a technical perspective, we are such a leap forward that the next thing ahead of us is to pick that spot, pick the partners, muscle up a bit, and go for it. And so we're excited because the opportunity is so massive for BioLargo.
Dennis, we got about a minute or 2 minutes left in the show here, and I wanted to also talk about the company's situated capital and sales. Do you have any updates for us and for our investors of what's going on the financial side in your balance sheet for BioLargo?
Yeah, we've made a couple of recent moves with a press release and an 8K, cleaning up our balance sheet. As you may recall, we've used a mandatorily convertible instruments, which essentially translate to equity financing, which is great. We carry it as a debt. We convert it to equity over time. That gives our investors an incentive to hold their instruments a long time and let us grow the business. So just recently, we've closed out those private offerings, which is a big deal. We're sitting on about $2.1 million in cash as of the closing of those financings, which is really more money than the company's ever had. So it's important you kind of get perspective. Is it enough? Not really to do the grand vision, but it's enough to advance our science and get ourselves into the commercial mode, which is great. And then we've just continued to really be diligent to preserve any sort of outstanding threats that would threaten the franchise of BioLargo. So we just converted about $250,000 in debt to equity, again in that same structure. And those decisions are the hallmark of really an extended development cycle for the company, where we've been really diligent to preserve the base of the company, look out for our shareholders in such a careful, conservative way. We've avoided toxic financings. We have no intention of looking at those types of instruments. And so now as we've reached this critical mass, it translates to a lot of excitement about the company. And you can see it in the way the stock trades, and you can see it in the way the money flows. And so it's just about the best time in the journey of BioLargo, and we're very excited about our future.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Our guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. If you want more information, you can find on the company at their website at www.biolargo.com. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I wish you the best. We're going to check back with you guys in a month or two. And, you know, you guys are the real deal. You know, you got real revenues. You got real products. You have no toxic debt. And I would not be surprised if you guys soon uplist on the NASDAQ. So congrats to you and your team.
Hey, thank you, Everett. And go BioLargo. Appreciate it.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.